share today. I wanted to share something that my daughter shared with me last night. Just a quick story that goes far beyond the surface. And I just felt like it was so good. And it just made me so proud as a mom. So yesterday they had a field trip. The whole sixth grade was going to the movie theater. And they had two options. So they could go see one movie option or the second movie option. And my daughter's friends had all decided they were going to go see this particular movie. But my daughter was like, yeah, I'm not going to go see that movie because I've seen it before. I want to go actually see this other new movie coming out. And even though all of her friends had decided that they were going to go see this other movie, my daughter was going to be alone in the movie theater, not necessarily alone, right? I mean, there's going to be other kids, of course, but like her friend group anyway. She was going to be the only one from her friend group that was going to go see this other movie. And she did. And I was just, she was sharing this with me and just like totally nonchalantly, like, oh yeah, I went to go see this movie. My friends went to go see the other one, but I didn't want to see it again. So I just went to the movie theater and sat down and, you know, it's completely fine. She's like, I got to kind of spread out and have more space. She did end up being invited to go sit with some other kids, so it worked out just fine. But the main point is my daughter had the option to follow her friends and to go with the herd, to go with her friends to sit and see a movie that she necessarily didn't want to see again. Or she had the option to go see the other movie that was of more interest to her, but she was going to possibly be sitting there alone. And she chose that route. And it made me really proud as a mom. And the reason why is because she's a natural leader. She's not going to follow the crowds of people. If it's not something that she wants to do, she's not afraid to be by herself. She's not afraid to sit alone with her own company and to still enjoy the moment. Again, when she was sharing that with me, to her, it was no big deal. But to me, it was a really big deal because I used to be that 13-year-old girl that was really insecure, felt like I always had to be surrounded by people. I really can't imagine going in and sitting by myself, especially with the rest of the sixth grade class and everybody else got their friends that they're hanging out with. And then there I am all by my lonesome. I don't think that I would have made that decision if I was her. I probably would have just followed my friends when I was 13. And so to see my daughter so strong in who she is, that she knows herself, she's confident in herself, she's not afraid to be alone, that makes me so proud as a mother. I cannot express how important it is to find your own identity, to be comfortable and confident with yourself enough to make that same decision, to say, you know, I don't really want to go do this with everybody else. I actually had a different thing in mind, and not being afraid to go about it alone and to go sit and be by yourself and to experience something by yourself and to be completely content and happy with it. It's a really important lesson. And more often, as I'm having an opportunity to speak with more and more young girls, they remind me so much of myself when I was 13. And that's just a place where I don't want anyone to be. And unfortunately, I know so many of you out there are struggling with this, where you would rather follow the herd than step out on your own and pave a new way. And I'm here to tell you today that the faster you can get out of that mindset, the happier you will actually be. And I was giving some thought last night after she had went to bed. You know what would have happened if she would have went with her friends? If she would have been watching the same movie that she had already seen that she was totally not interested in, even though she would have been surrounded by her friends and her friends probably would have been having a good time and, you know, sharing snacks or this, that, and the other, she probably would have been sitting there pretty unhappy, knowing like, oh, I don't want to be here. I don't want to watch this, even though she's surrounded by the people she loves. And so I'm so proud that she made a decision to choose her own happiness. And that's really what life is about, is not following the crowds of people. It's about paving your own way. It's about doing things that make you feel good inside, even though the world may have something to say about it. Not being afraid of whatever other people think or what other people may say. just knowing like this is what I want to do, and I'm gonna do this thing, and I'm gonna be content with it and good with it. I want more girls that are growing up in these generations to understand the power behind self-love, the power behind your own identity, to really know who you are and to be comfortable in your own skin, to be comfortable by yourself, even in crowds of people where everyone else has somebody to lean on. I wanted to share that story today. I'm very, very proud of my daughters, obviously, and their journey. Both of my daughters are very strong, confident young women, and I am so proud to be their mother. And the best thing I can possibly think to do is to continue to share these types of stories to you in hopes that you may relate to the situation and then be able to just get on and to tell you that this is also possible for you. This is not something that can't become a part of your identity. This is possible. This can be you. You can choose to love yourself. You can choose to step away and do what you believe is right or what you want to do. It's really just a decision. I know the enemy wants to overcomplicate it and make you think like, oh, this is just who you are and you could never go out on your own. But it's all a lie and a scheme, a misconception. We're never really alone. God is really always with us in every situation. And once you start understanding that and building a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, and you know the Holy Spirit's always just sitting right by your side, hanging out with you, it's amazing how you'll start making different decisions in your life that overall lead to more joy and more peace. Just wanted to share that quick story with you.